Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Welcome back to another episode of the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo. Thank you so much for being here. Today, we are diving into the wood elements in this five element mini series. If you've missed it, make sure to go back and watch the five element overview, as well as part two, which was a water element episode. I hope you enjoy those. Now let's get to the wood element. So as a quick review, what things are related to the wood element? Well, first of all, we are talking about the liver and gallbladder yin-yang pairs here. Right? These are the organs and the meridians that are associated with the wood element. But here are some of the other things that we're also talking about. As far as the season is concerned, we're talking about spring. So our last episode being water, we started there in the five element breakdown because we are in winter right now, and I wanted to make sure that we started where we're at. And so winter being where we are right now at the time that we're recording, that's where I chose to begin. But here we move on to spring next, and that is the wood element. It is related to the sprouting process within the gestation period, within that period of growth from anything we find in nature. Then the color associated with liver or with wood element is also green. The sense organs is the eyes, and the tissue is the tendons. So last time we were talking about water, we were relating to bones. This time we're relating to tendons. And the emotion that's tied to this wood energy is anger. Oh, anger. When our liver energy is out of whack, if we see somebody in the office as an acupuncturist that is really irritable all the time, snaps really quickly, just exhibiting anger, or feels like they're always angry, that person has a liver imbalance or a wood element imbalance within their system that we want to work on to address. Now, just as we did last week, I want to read a small passage or a paragraph from this Alchemy of the Extraordinary book that I referenced last time, because I think it has a beautiful way of connecting and explaining these elements for us to really see the full picture of how it relates to us, not only physically, but mind and spirit as well. So here we go. The wood is the growth and evolution that is guided by our heavenly messenger. The spirit of wood is known as the Hun. The Hun is housed in the liver and is referred to as our ethereal or eternal soul. It is the immaterial, heavenly aspect of our being that is related to time. It is responsible for the story of our life and goes back and forth outside of time, retrieving information that may guide us on our journey of our life plan or destiny in the form of dreams, visions, art, etc. The Hun is connected to the cosmic library, the Akashic Records. It is the collective unconscious. The Hun is an expansive energy that drives us to connect outwardly. It is a centrifugal force. If too expansive, it can cause a person to be ungrounded, disoriented, or simply uncontained. Wood houses the energy of anger, and when not related to properly, can show up as irritability, frustration, depression. Healthy anger can protect us and defend our boundaries. The liver is responsible for the smooth flow of qi and emotion, and any obstruction can challenge its healthy function. Now, it also goes on to say that the liver stores the blood, and in order to anchor the Han from its mystic travels, it requires healthy blood volume, healthy emotions, which make the liver a happy home to return to. The wood element opens to the eyes, the windows of the soul. All right, so a lot to unpack there, but the really interesting part is the connection of the spirit to our needing to be anchored to our physical body in order for the energy to freely move and have positive, healthy flow of emotions within our human experience. So it's a really fascinating thing that it talks about the Han and the spirit being something that shows us our dreams and our destiny, or our potential and our destiny through visions and dreams and art. And I find that when our Han is not anchored within our body, when it doesn't have a strong base to return home to, at night we have, or we see patterns of trouble sleeping and difficulty sleeping, especially with feeling restless or even having really vivid dreams, right? So there's this disconnect that happens between the body and the spirit. So imagine you're laying there in bed and your spirit drifts off away from you and it's not anchored and tied to you physically. And so it causes this disturbance that we experience. So making sure that you are taking care of yourself and keeping a state of balanced emotions by simply addressing and acknowledging them and taking steps to shift the energy and the emotions that you're experiencing so that you can maintain that. So if we take care of our bodies in a way that is going to support our spirit to stay anchored, eating healthy, nutritious foods that not only nourish our bodies, but also help us maintain a healthy blood volume and nourish our blood, as well as doing things to maintain a healthy balance of emotions, it's okay to experience all the different emotions and have a full range of them, even within a single day. It's perfectly normal as long as one is not overpowering and taking control of our life or overtaking our life, right? So things like meditation, exercise, mindfulness, all of these things will help to address our emotions and keep them in balance so that our physical body is also working in harmony with our mental and emotional self. When we are in this state of balance with our liver or wood energy, then we also have the ability to connect with others in a very open and connected way. This is a transpersonal experience. We're able to understand and connect to each other, not only from a physical connection face to face, but spiritual connection. Our spirits can align and connect freely without feeling a blockage or a barrier between us, because we are truly interconnected as a whole in this collective consciousness. And the liver is so fascinating that we can, that is what it's tied to. And when we're out of connection with each other, then it can lead to an imbalance in this way as well. So it can go either way, but when we feel one, we can help or feel one aspect of it, right? Whether it be our connection to others or how we are keeping our spirit and body connected, it will help to bring the other aspect of it into balance or really nourish that experience as a whole. So consider asking yourself, where do you feel an emotional imbalance? Do you tend to jump to anger very quickly? Are you irritable all the time? What are some of the signs that, from what I've shared with you, that you feel may be part of what you're experiencing in this moment in your life, or have experienced in the past, and maybe make some connections there, and where how you were experiencing life at that time. And let me know in the comments how you're liking this five element mini series. If you have any specific questions that you want me to address in the future, or really any topics that you'd like to see in future episodes in general, I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in, for being here with me. Make sure to subscribe so you can stay up to date for all of our new episodes coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and join the Holistic Me community over on Facebook to be part of our live Wellness Wednesday episodes. I hope to see you there. Thank you so much again for being here. I truly love each and every one of you. So grateful. Until next time, my friends, stay well. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.